Blog Talk Radio.
I'm born to rainy life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to rainy life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, help me say.
Born to
rain, say.
Born to
rain,
life.
I am no
ordinary person.
Whoa.
I'm dancing for
sing it like
man.
You believe it.
Born to rain.
Born to rain,
life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm dancing for
circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary
person.
No, no. Sing it like you mean to say. Ooh, na, 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 woyo. I'm no ordinary, ordinary. No, 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 no.
I'm destined for greatness.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
You are born to win. Born to reign in life. You're no ordinary person. You are destined, created by God for greatness. Father God, we come to you this morning to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, we worship you, we honor you. Lord, we don't take it for granted that we're up this morning. We don't take it for granted that we've decided to gather at this hour, at this time, to praise you. We know, God, it's you drawing us to yourself. And the Bible says you never called the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. So you've gathered us together, God. You've called for us at this time, and you've called us together to bless us. And so, Father, we come this morning lifting up holy hands to say, praise you, Lord. We worship you. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We love you, Jesus. We magnify you. We acknowledge you as the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Father God, we thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. We thank you, O God, for transferring us, rescuing us from the kingdom of darkness and transferring us into the kingdom of your dear Son who purchased our freedom with his blood. Jesus, we honor you. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. We ask you that you would guide us, that you would pray with us, pray through us, counsel us. Lord, let none leave the same this morning as we lift up our prayers before you. And to you alone be all the glory. To you alone be all the honor. And the church says, amen. Open your mouths now and begin to give God thanks. Begin to give him thanks and praise. Begin to worship him. He's an awesome God. He's a loving Father. Let's begin to worship him. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Lord, we praise you. You are Jehovah Nisi, the banner over us, Lord. You are Jehovah Sikkenu, our righteousness. Let's begin to praise him. You are Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We honor you. Thank you for shepherding us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for covering us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for loving us, Lord. We thank you. We worship you. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our loved ones. Thank you for our jobs, our talents, our gifts, our careers. Every good thing in our life has come from you. We thank you, God. We praise you for it. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Yes, Lord, yes, we're going to trust you and obey. And if your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I will agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Let's sing that. Yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Yes, Lord, yes, we're going to trust you and obey. And if your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I will agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Let's sing it again and make it personal. Yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Yes, Lord, yes, I'm going to trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I will agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Let's just begin to praise him. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord. There is no other God but you. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. We praise you, Father God. Your son's name is Jesus. Jesus, we honor you this morning. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Praise him with your understanding. Praise him in the spirit. Shantana kosai kasha kokoi, e shantana mai kasa kokoi, e shanana kokoi kasa kai, shantana ma kokoi kasha kosai. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. We honor you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Lord, we return as one man, as one voice today to say thank you. We honor you, we love you, we glorify you. We thank you, God, for this time in your presence. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So we've gathered this morning at a time not usually our own, and we've gathered simply for the purpose to pray kingdom advancement prayers, to pray for God's kingdom, the advancement of the kingdom. Well, we know that as we pray for the kingdom, we're praying for ourselves, and we're here really to enforce a change. We're here to enforce a change. You know, from the days of John the Baptist, the Bible tells us, until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. So we've had 21 days of prayer and fasting, waiting before the Lord, you know. We've got answers to our prayers. But we've come to enforce those answers. We've come to make sure that everything that God has said yes to manifests. And why? Because we know we have a resistance. We have an adversary. The Bible tells us, your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion. He's not a lion, but he walks about, a bully, seeking whom he may devour, right? Standing in the way of the children of light, right? Blocking your inheritance, you know, because if there's resistance, what will happen? You'll become discouraged and give up, you see? Remember Daniel, right? Daniel chapter 9, chapter 10. When Daniel went on the fast, the 21-day fast, you know, and the angel came, Angel Gabriel came, he said, listen, from the first time you prayed, we heard you. We heard you. And I was sent with the answer. But the prince of Persia, that means that principality, that spiritual principality, right, that was in charge of that territory, stood in his way. Stood in his way. You see, there are things we don't understand. There's spiritual things that we don't understand, but we're getting understanding now. Hallelujah. And so that force stood in the way. But what did Daniel do? He didn't give up. He kept on. And what happened? It came. You know, the Bible tells us that Daniel prayed 3 times a day on his knees. you know. When the decree was made that nobody should bow, he kept on praying. And the Bible says, as it was his custom, three times a day, he got on his knees before the Lord. So if Daniel, a man who went into the lion's den, how much more you and I? Right? So we are here to enforce what God has said, what God has declared. I know the plans I have for you, Jeremiah 29:11, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope. But my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the tragedy is that we often think it's God, you know. When you don't see it happening, you think, oh, you know, I did all this, and it's God. And God's not giving it. It's not God. Right? But the Bible tells you in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there's no temptation, that means no test, no trial, that has taken you, that is not common to man. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. And will not allow you to be tested, tempted, tried above what you are able. And will, with the temptation, make for you a way of escape that you may be able to endure it, overcome it. And so one of the weapons by which we overcome is through kingdom advancement prayers, kingdom stewardship, right? High praise. So make a list of all the weapons that you know, that you've been taught at this point. Sit down and make a list. What do I know? What are the weapons, you know, of this spiritual warfare that I'm in? What are my weapons? What has God given me as a weapon? How many of them am I using, right? How many of the weapons that God has ordained am I engaging in, right? Make a list of your weapons. So this morning we have gathered to engage the weapon of prayer. Specifically, kingdom advancement prayer. Because God, what God has ordained, what God has promised you, what you prayed for in those 21 days shall come to pass. But we're not waiting to see if it happens. The devil is a liar. We're not waiting to see if it happens. We're not waiting. Don't wait. We wait when we wait. We're not waiting. We're taking it. That's why you make that list. Make the list of all the spiritual weapons that you have learned, that you know about, and begin to engage them. Don't rest until what you desire, what God has said, what he's answered the prayer until it's in your hands. Don't rest. Don't rest. If you got to wake up in the middle of the night and pray midnight prayers, pray whatever you got to do. If you got to wake up in the middle, if you got to set your clock, go to bed early, so you can, whatever we have to do, we are not watching. This is the second day of February. We're not watching. Got it? Amen. Let's begin with our first prayer of thanksgiving. We're going to take, well, you're working with the 2019 Intercessory Prayer Guidelines. We're going to take prayer number 3. We're going to first give God thanks. And prayer number 3, I'm going to read the scripture first. Psalm 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. And so let's give God thanks. According to the Thanksgiving prayer, number 3 in your 2019 I Have Dominion Intercessory Prayer Guidelines. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the supernatural growth of this ministry all through the year 2018. Come on, let's thank him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the supernatural growth of this ministry all through the year 2018 and what you have set for 2019. Come on, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the supernatural growth of this ministry all through the year 2018 and all that you have planned for 2019. Lord, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the supernatural growth of this ministry all through the year 2018 and the supernatural growth, oh God, in 2019. Father God, we thank you. Mighty God, we thank you for the supernatural growth of this ministry all through the year 2018. Lord, you've been growing us. Lord, you've been increasing us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the supernatural growth of this ministry, Lord, all through the year 2018 and all through the year 2019. Lord, we're thanking you for it in advance. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the supernatural growth of this ministry, Lord, all through the year 2018, Father, and all through the year 2019. Come on, let's drive this prayer in the spirit. From the depths of your heart, let's give him thanks.
Eshama kokoye. Ikama kosaka nakaye. Shantana kosakaye. Eshanama kokoye kashaye. Lord, we thank you for it. Mighty God, we praise you for it. King of glory, we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
We're doing, good morning, family. We're doing prayer number 8. The scripture comes from Zechariah 2, verses 4 through 5 in the King James Version. And said unto him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. And the intercessory prayer goes like this, Father, in the name of Jesus, let this ministry experience territory-dominating order of growth this year, thereby retaining her as an ever-growing city without walls. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let this ministry experience territory-dominating order of growth this year, thereby retaining her as an ever-growing city without walls. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, this ministry, let it, Lord, experience territory-dominating order of growth this year. Father, we trust you, Lord. Thereby, we're retaining her as an ever-growing city without walls. Hallelujah, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, mighty God, let this ministry experience territory-dominating order of growth this year, thereby retaining her as an ever-growing city without walls. We're going to drive it in the spirit this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, let this ministry experience territory dominating order of growth, Lord, this year. Lord, this year, thereby retaining her as an ever-growing city without walls. Father God, Lord, we thank you for it, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We bless your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know that we count it done, Lord. This ministry, Lord, will experience territory-dominating order of growth this year. And, Lord God, we thank you for it. We bless your name for it, Lord, retaining her as an ever-growing city without walls. We thank you, Lord. We honor you for the word. We thank you. We bless your name, Lord. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we count it done. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, the anchor scripture for the intercessory prayer number 22 is Deuteronomy 28:1, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. And the prayer, number 22, goes, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the dominion verdict of the year in the life of every member of this ministry. Father God, in the name of your blessed Son Jesus, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the dominion verdict of the year 2019 in the life of every member of this ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the dominion verdict of the year in the life of every member of this church, driving it in the spirit. Ajiano, asakia shana ashabuadi, tiana, tiana ashabuadiana. Father God, in the name of Jesus, habuashiana ashikiada, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, grace for unwavering obedience, grace for unwavering obedience. Ajuapi, ashiana, ashokia sana. Resulting in the full manifestation of the dominion verdict of the year 2019 in the life of every member of this ministry. We want to, Father God, thank you, Father God, for your grace, for unwavering obedience. thank you for grace for unwavering obedience that's going to result in the manifestation of the dominion verdict of the year in the life of every member of this ministry. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the grace for unwavering obedience that is going to give every member of this ministry dominion, dominion throughout the year 2019. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We praise you, honor, love, honor, and adore you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Obedience is so important. You know, that's so important. If we don't, you know, if we don't obey instructions, scriptural instructions, prophetic instructions as they're given to you, that blocks the blessing. That blocks from what we're supposed to see. You know, you can read the Bible from now until the cows come home. But if you're not doing what it says, right? Bible tells us, be not just hearers of the word, but be ye doers. So if you're not following the instructions, it's worthless. It's just religion, right? It's just going to church and coming home, going to church and coming home. But things are not changing. And as we said at the top of the call, we've gathered here this morning to enforce a change, right? And one of the weapons we're using for that change this morning is the weapon of prayer, kingdom advancement prayer, praying for the kingdom, praying for the advancement of God's kingdom, praying for God's people, praying for the dominion word to manifest in the lives of every one of us. That's the prophetic word this year. Dominion. Dominion of all the affairs and circumstances of your life. Dominion. Nothing must oppress you this year. Nothing must have control over you this year. You must dominate those situations. Your tears this year should be tears of joy. Your tears this month must be tears of joy. You know, God must startle you this year. You know, the breakthroughs, like the, oh my God, you should weep with joy this year. It's a year of dominion. But how is that going to happen? Obedience. We don't want to be casual. Oh, God, let us not be ordinary. Let us not be casual. Even when you come to this call, don't come, you know, it's something you do on Thursday or, you know, you're just tuning in. Don't tune in. Tuning in really is tuning out. Really come connected. Let your heart be here. Let your spirit be here. You know, be ready to catch something that you're going to walk away and put into effect. Be listening, you know. Come to enforce the change. Because we've prayed and fasted for 21 days. God saw it. He heard it. The answers have been sent. They've been delivered. But there are demonic resistances. And those resistances, you know, they make you think that God didn't do it. God didn't hear you. And so after a while, people get, you know, regular because you do well, didn't get, well, look at all I'm doing. God didn't. It's not God. But he has equipped you and me with the weapons for our warfare. And so if you drop your weapons, what's going to happen? And so we're keeping ourselves on fire. We're burning the altar, you know, the fire's on the altar today. It's Saturday. This is not our usual time. We don't want to be in a routine. We don't want to be casual. And so we're burning the altar this morning. We're going to burn the altar at midnight sometime coming up. We're going to burn the fire. You understand? On our altar. Keep the fire on your altar hot. Keep the fire on your altar hot. Don't let your fire dwindle. Engage. Engage. Make a list of all the weapons of war that you know in this spiritual warfare that you're in. Everything you've been taught. And begin to engage them. Don't watch the month go by. Don't watch today go by. You know, agitate it. Don't nurse that sickness. You know, we nurse these things, and it's like you're nursing a child. You're nursing it. You're bandaging it. Don't touch that. Oh, I got it. My bad. Don't nurse it. Get angry against it in the name of Jesus. And begin to declare. Take it by force. It's not going to just fall on our lap. It's not. Our next intercessory prayer is prayer number 34. Prayer number 34. And our anchor scripture is going to be 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. For my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. That's what we're talking about. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And our prayer number 34. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every member of this ministry grace for steadfastness in kingdom stewardship, resulting in the release of a dominion order of testimonies this year. Come on now, let's pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every member of this ministry grace for steadfastness in kingdom stewardship, resulting in the release of a dominion order of testimonies this year. Come on, pray that prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every member of this ministry grace for steadfastness in kingdom stewardship, that's kingdom service, resulting in release of the dominion order of testimonies this year. We're going to serve our way into it, work our way into it, praise our way into it, sing our way into it, whatever we got to do, give our way into it, whatever we got to do, we're doing it this year. Come on, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every member of this ministry grace for steadfastness in kingdom stewardship, resulting in release of dominion order of testimonies this year. We want a dominion order of testimonies. Come on. We want those air-tingling testimonies. Come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every member of this ministry grace for steadfastness in kingdom stewardship, resulting in the release of a dominion order of testimonies this year. Come on, let's pray it in the spirit. Lord, we thank you for it. Let's begin to thank him. Father, we thank you for it. We praise you, Lord. It won't just be another ordinary year for us. We thank you, God, for the dominion order of testimony. We thank you, God, for the grace to be steadfast. We will not waver. We will not falter in our kingdom stewardship this year. Lord, we thank you for it. Mighty God, we praise you for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Our next prayer comes from number 46, and our anchor scripture is Isaiah 33, verse 6 in the King James Version. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. And the prayer reads like this. Father, in the name of Jesus, endue our leaders at all levels in this commission with wisdom far above for effectiveness in discharge of their responsibilities, resulting in the growing dominion of this ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, endue our leaders of all levels in this commission with wisdom from above for effectiveness in discharge of their responsibilities, resulting in the growing dominion of this ministry. Lord God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, endue our leaders, Lord, at all levels, Father, at all levels, Lord, in this commission, with wisdom, Lord, with wisdom, your power with wisdom from above, from effectiveness and discharge of their responsibilities, resulting in the growing dominion of this ministry. Lord, we're going to grow this ministry, Lord, because of your word, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you're enduing our leaders at all levels of this commission, Lord, with wisdom from above for effectiveness in discharge of their responsibilities, resulting in the growing dominion of this ministry. We're going to drive it in the spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, endue our leaders of all levels in this commission. Lord, with wisdom from above for effectiveness in discharge of their responsibilities, resulting in the growing dominion of this church. Father, we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your name for it, Lord. We thank you. We thank you that it's already done in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you're enduring our leaders, Lord, at all levels in this commission, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We count it done, Lord, because wisdom from above for effectiveness and discharge of their responsibilities resulting in the growth, dominion of this ministry. Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name for your word, for your leadership, Lord. We give you honor and glory, Lord, and we count it done, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise you, Lord. I want to read this testimony. It's such, you know, the Lord opened my eyes to it last night. And it just, wow. It just, that's what it did. It just wowed me. I had heard of it, but I never saw it documented. And I found it last night. Oops, sorry. Now let's. It's a little long, but it's worth it. Now it may not be. You know, when we listen to testimonies, often we're looking for our own, right? So something that, you know, relates to us. And so, you know, even when you're praying prayer, sometimes you want looking for the prayer that relates to you. But it all relates to you, because it's all based on faith. And so listen to this and let it grow your faith. It may not be what you're looking for, but let it grow your faith. This is entitled Twins Being Tubes. I conceived immediately after our marriage, but when delivery time came, the baby had died in my womb. For 5 days, the dead baby couldn't come out until it was flushed out. My tubes were damaged in the process. The doctor said the dead baby destroyed many things in my womb, leaving it open. In my last medical report, the doctor told me that I had no tubes. He said, as a result, I could no longer conceive, and that if by any miracle I did, I would have to be in the hospital for the duration of the pregnancy, and it wouldn't be safe or healthy for the baby if I rode on a motorcycle or entered into a bump while driving. That began my ordeal of hopelessness. Until a precious sister brought me to the Living Faith Church, assuring me that God would do it for me. When I came to this church on September 17, 1998, during the victory celebration, I truly saw that God is here. That day, Bishop David Oyedepo gave those of us believing God for children his book, You Shall Not Be Barren. My husband and I read it as instructed and were expectant. On February 21st, 1999, I attended the second Sunday service where the bishop preached on the enemies of faith. He mentioned science as an enemy of faith. After that message, I cleared my mind of all the doctor's reports and began believing God for a miracle. I strongly believed the bishop's prophecy that we would come to the Shiloh 2099 convention with our babies. At a meeting in July, the bishop's wife charged us that the prophecy that we would carry our babies before the Shiloh 2099 convention had gone forth, and so it must come to pass, whether we are carrying our babies in our hands or in our wombs. My faith was further strengthened by this charge, as I believed that there was nothing impossible for the God of Bishop David Oyedepo. And the prophetic word that has gone forth this year is dominion. So expect to dominate in all areas of your life this year. Now listen. So, like, I believed that I would be a joyful mother of a set of twins. Now, this is a woman with no womb now. I had been telling people that I would have a set of twins, a boy, David, and a girl, Faith. People mocked me, asking, how can it happen? But I always told them, it will happen. My husband's family and his colleagues mocked him. Whenever they asked him about our children, he would always reply, she will deliver soon. The years 1996, 97, and 98 went by, At a point, they said to him, when we ask of your wife, you tell us that she would deliver soon. Where is the pregnancy? Where is the baby? Some others said, you left this church for another, but we've not seen any results. After the bishop's prophecy that we would come to Shiloh 99 with our babies, I believed that it would surely come to pass as he had said. We did not just stop at believing God. Now listen to this. We did not just stop at believing God. I put my faith to work by being involved in kingdom service. What's that? That's what we just prayed about, kingdom stewardship, right? So she didn't just sit there, oh, I'm believing God. God will do it. We got to get away from that. You understand me? We just got to, God will do it, but God has done it. There is something for us to do. We've got, that thing is burning in my belly so strong, I can't even tell you. You got what I'm saying? We cannot just sit there, we it'll happen. God will do it in his time. Listen now, this is not the truth. The devil is robbing us by that. This is a woman with no tube. She can't have no children. You understand what I'm saying? And she's daring to believe. Listen now. She said, I put my faith to work by being involved in kingdom service. And you know, one of the things Bishop Oyedepo always says that I've never forgotten and I will never forget, he says, any faith that makes God completely responsible for the outcome is an irresponsible faith. That's why we're always saying it's a partnership. Now listen, on September 11th, I was at Canaan Land to render voluntary kingdom labor to the Lord. So whatever department she was working in, I don't know what she was doing, but she went into work. We were all busy clearing the dirt. Oh, here it is. We were all busy clearing the dirt around the sanctuary. Whenever I carried anything on my head, I would say to God, 7 days is too much for you to answer my prayer. These all represent the heavy load in my life. As I drop them, they will all drop off of me. You see what I'm saying? So she's, you know, like, for example, as you're cleaning the church or whatever you're doing, you know, to work for God, you know, you're connecting what you're doing toward the desire. So she's carrying loads on her head. She's carrying loads. But she's telling God, you, as I take these loads off, you're taking this heavy burden off of me. Listen. But unknown to me, I was already pregnant. On September 14th, a day before the Shiloh 99 event started, I discovered that I was pregnant. I went to see the doctor, who confirmed that I was pregnant. Saw blood 3 times in the same month that I discovered that I was pregnant. But I always remembered what the bishop often said, that the blood we see when we are pregnant, which we call miscarriage, is not our babies, but excess blood that is looking for a way of escape. Man, I did not only desire a set of twins. I was too sure that God would do it. She was fully persuaded. You understand? That's that faith that Abraham had. Fully persuaded. Whatever it is you prayed about over these 21 days, whatever you believe in, you have to fully persuade yourself, and you have to keep yourself persuaded. Listen, one day after examining me, the doctor said, your baby is fine. But I replied, my baby or my baby? The doctor said, sorry for the statement. He checked again and confirmed that they were twins. Was she too sure or what? Well, she was sure. He then advised me to come back for the sexes, but I told him not to bother, that I already knew what they would be. I was only 6 weeks pregnant then. I was healthy throughout the term of the pregnancy. I did not have any pain whatsoever. My secret was that I took the anointing oil and communion regularly. Now, that's another weapon she engaged, right? Another mystery of the kingdom. So we saw she did kingdom service, and she started taking the anointing oil and the communion regularly. And to God be the glory, I put to bed, that means I gave birth, on May 8th, 2000. My delivery was so marvelous, I had both babies within 5 minutes. As the bishop often says, truly doctors say the fact, not the truth. The truth is that I can never be barren. Today, I am the mother of David Olaniyi and Faith Abiola. I named my children after Bishop Oyedepo and his wife. I used to worship in a church where we pray and cry for whatever we wanted from God. But when I got here, I heard the bishop say, it is not your cries that matter. Tell God what you want. That was exactly what I did. And I found out it was very easy.
Indeed, our God is a merciful God. To him be all the glory. Is that awesome? Is that awesome? And so you may not be looking for the fruit of the womb, but you're looking for something. You believe in God for something. The same way she applied her faith. Apply yours to whatever it is you're believing God for. Let's have our next prayer of intercession.
Okay, this intercessory prayer is number 27. And the anchor scripture is Hebrews chapter 11, verses 33 through 34, which says in the New International Version, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. And the prayer reads, Father, in the name of Jesus, empower the faith of every member of this ministry to exercise supernatural dominion in our various endeavors this year. Father God, in the name of Jesus, empower the faith of every member of this ministry to exercise supernatural dominion in our various endeavors this year. Father God, in the blessed name of your Son Jesus, empower the faith of every member of this ministry to exercise supernatural dominion in our various works, our various endeavors, whatever we are doing in this year, 2019. Father God, in the name of Jesus, empower the faith of every member of this church to exercise supernatural dominion in our various endeavors this year, in our recreation, in our home, in our work, in our meeting with strangers on the street, to bring them into this kingdom. Father God, in the name of Jesus, empower the faith of every member of this ministry to exercise supernatural dominion in our various endeavors this year, 2019. Driving it in the spirit. Father God, in the name of your blessed Son Jesus, Ajiano Asabu Adiaka, Ashuna Ashadiga. Empower the faith of every member. Empower the faith of every member of this ministry. Aduashiani, Akayabo, Asa Nuashianana, O Tadida. Oh, Tadida Asana Uadi, to exercise supernatural dominion in our various endeavors this year, 2019. Father God, in the name of Jesus, empower the faith of every member of this church. Abu Adi Asi, Kianana Ashabuadi, Samoni, Kajani, Kajabuadiana. Empower the faith of every member of this ministry to exercise supernatural dominion in our various endeavors this year, 2019. And we thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, for empowering the faith of every member of this ministry to exercise supernatural dominion in our various endeavors this year. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, in the name of your blessed Son, Jesus, for empowering our faith, the faith of every member of this ministry, to exercise supernatural dominion in our various endeavors this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you for empowering our faith. Thank you for empowering our faith. Thank you, thank you, thank you, so that we can exercise supernatural dominion in our various endeavors this year, 2019. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you for it. We are worshiping you for it. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Amen.
Amen and amen. We're going to take this time now for personal supplication. So we've been praying for the kingdom, praying for the advancement of God's kingdom in every way, praying for the people, praying for membership, praying for your own dominion. So now bring your own personal supplication before the Lord. And for some of you, it may be, you know, you may have prayed the prayer already, and so you may be using this time to just praise it in, using this time to not ask again for that thing, but to thank God for it. If it's a new thing, pray a prayer. But if it's something that you've prayed already, you're not asking again because God has already dispatched the answer. So begin now to praise it in. Use this time to thank him.
I'll be quiet. You just, this is your personal supplication time. Begin to give him thanks. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. You alone are worthy, Lord, to be praised and adored. You alone art worthy, Lord, to be praised and adored. You've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. That is why your name is forevermore. I said you alone art worthy, Lord, to be praised and adored. You alone art worthy, Lord, to be praised and adored. You've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. That is why your name is forevermore. One more time. You alone art worthy, Lord, to be praised and adored. You alone art worthy, Lord, to be praised and adored. You've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. That is why your name is forevermore. Hallelujah. Let's begin to praise God. Lord, we thank you. We worship you. We honor you. We glorify you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness, Lord. Father, we thank you. Mighty God, we praise you. We honor you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. We're going to take a prayer now that's not on your intercessory prayer guidelines that you have there, but you'll follow me on it. And the prayer for our children. And the anchor scripture is Revelation 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. And the scripture is, I'm sorry, the prayer is, Father, by the blood of Jesus, we destroy every manipulation of the devil seeking to turn our children away from you. Come on, let's pray that prayer. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we destroy every manipulation of the devil seeking to turn our children away from you. Come on, rise up. Let's pray this prayer. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we destroy every manipulation of the devil seeking to turn our children away from you. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we destroy every manipulation of the devil seeking to turn our children away from you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we destroy every manipulation of the devil seeking to turn our children away from you. Oh, King of glory, Father, by the blood of Jesus, Lord, we destroy every manipulation of the devil seeking to turn our children away from you. Oh, God of heaven, we come together this morning as one man, one voice, to say in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, we destroy every manipulation of the devil seeking to turn our children away from you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we destroy every manipulation of the devil seeking to turn our children away from you. Come on, pray that prayer from the depths of your heart. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we destroy every manipulation of the devil seeking to turn our children away from you. Come on, let's drive it in the spirit. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we destroy every manipulation of the devil seeking to turn our children away from you. And to you alone, O God, we give all the glory. Let's begin to thank him for it. Father, we thank you. Mighty God, we call it done. We thank you for it, Lord. We praise you, Father. We worship you. We honor you. We glorify you. We thank you, O God, that every manipulation of the devil seeking to turn our children away from you is destroyed now in the name of Jesus.
He said, wherever two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst of blood. So don't take this prayer time lightly. Don't be distracted, you know. Whenever you come to the call, whenever you come to prayers like these or come to the call, you know, as best as you can, don't be distracted. That's why we have this one at this hour on a Saturday morning. You're giving this hour to God. You're giving your full self to it. Don't be doing something else, thinking about something else. You won't see results that way. We must see results this year. Thank God for what happened in 2018. But God has greater plans for us in 2019. This is the year. This is we have entered into. It's not just a year of dominion. No, it's the era of dominion, ushered in by 2019. And so do you think that God's going to have great plans for you and you're just going to fall in your lap? You don't think there's resistances? Your own mind will resist you. Some of the things sound so big. Your own mind will tell you, well, it didn't happen before. In your own mind, you've got to do the work to do the work. You can't be distracted this year. Make a list. I said it earlier, I'm saying it again. Make a list of all the weapons of this warfare that you know. You know high praise. You know the word. You know the praying in the Holy Spirit. You know the anointing oil. You know communion. You know kingdom stewardship, kingdom service. You know tithe. You know offering. You know many things. Write down everything that you know and begin to apply them. Don't just be watching and waiting. This is dominion. That means dominion devils are released to block you. But listen, you're more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. If God be for us, who can stand against us? But if we fall asleep, you know what the Bible said? Remember that scripture? While men sleep, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tears. While you slept. Listen, I'm praying God for grace. I don't want to sleep through the night, you know. I must get up at some point and praise. You understand what I'm saying to you? We've got to listen, Matthew 11, verse 12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. We are here to take it by force. We are here this morning to take it by force. It's not our regular time. It's not our usual time. It's not a convenient time. But we're here to take it by force. You're taking it this year. You're taking it this year. You're having ear-tingling testimonies this year. You're going to have testimonies this year that will surprise you, that will stun you. In the name of Jesus. Let's take our next prayer as we round up.
Our next prayer comes from prayer number 26. And the anchor scripture is Psalm 68, verse 6 in the King James Version. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. And the prayer goes like this. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every member of this ministry desire to be married step into their marital destiny this year. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let every member of this ministry desire to be married step into their marital destiny this year. Father, you said he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every member of this ministry desire to be married step into their marital destiny this year. Lord, none shall want her mate. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let every member of this ministry desire to be married step into their marital destiny this year. We're going to drive this in the spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let every member of this ministry desiring to be married, Lord, desiring to be married, Lord, Lord God, step into their marriage, let them step into their marital destiny this year. Father, Lord, we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We worship you, Father, that it is done, Lord. We know that every member of this ministry, Lord, desiring to be married, Lord, will step into their marital destiny this year, Lord. We continue to give you honor and glory, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you for it, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name. And in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we count it done. Amen and amen in your mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen and amen. To God alone be all the glory. Let's listen quickly to these a couple of these testimonies I want to share with you.
from financial obscurity to the limelight. From financial obscurity to the limelight. God has transformed me from financial obscurity to financial limelight. At January 2000, my tithe was between 20 and 100 naira. I was not diligent in tithe payment before. At times, I don't even pay it. In the process of waiting for the end of the month or week to pay my tithe, I may even use the money and then start looking for money to pay it. Also, though I may eventually pay the tithe, it would be sluggishly done. But I'm so diligent in paying my tithes now that if I get 100 naira, I won't wait for the week or month to end before paying my tithe. Sometimes I come to church on a non-service day just to drop my tithe. After I determined to become faithful in my tithe payment, before I knew it, I had paid a tithe of 12,000 naira. Last Sunday, I paid 25,000 naira as tithe. By the grace of God, the tide has changed for me as business just keeps coming for me. And the testifier is Chukwuchita E. Listen to this other documented testimony. Free from the grips of poverty. Free from the grips of poverty. My husband and I joined this church in 1996. But between 1996 and 1999, we were still living in poverty. At a point, we both had to sit down and said, God, we want to enter into a covenant with you. We know that after we make this covenant with you, you will lift us up from the dunghill of poverty. The terms of the covenant we entered into with God were, number one, that God should just destroy us whenever my husband or I committed adultery. Number two, that we would use the little substance we had to serve God and the poor. As soon as we entered into this covenant, God brought contracts to my husband, who is a building contractor. He also blessed us with two cars last year. This year, when we saw how God's hand of blessing was upon us last year, we decided to go into another covenant with God because we wanted to go from our former level to a higher level. We agreed to give God 500,000 naira from any contract my husband got. And that same day, God brought us a 5 million naira contract. The following day, he brought another 5 million naira contract. And the third day, he brought yet another contract of 5 million naira. As if that was not enough, he bought us an estate of 12 buildings worth over 100 million naira. He still brought more contracts to us after all these. I also want to thank God for an office complex he gave to me for my evangelistic ministry. I paid only 1 million naira for it. Let's all say together, hallelujah. Come on, let's say hallelujah. Come on, let's say God is real. And to God be all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the living God. And as you know, your tithes always go to the church, your church home, right? Wherever God has planted you, your tithes go there. Your offerings go, you know, wherever else you're being blessed. Amen. Amen. Oh, well, I can't thank God. We did it. We got together. You woke up this morning, and here we are. Now, look out now. We're going to have a midnight prayer now. We're going to have a midnight prayer. We're going to do that one night. And I'll let you know. I'll give you enough time. You got to come home and take a nap, though. You know, we're going to do that one from like 11:30 at night to 12. We're coming at it from all angles. You got what I'm saying to you? And we're going to get some other singers involved. Oh, come on now. I can't do all the singing now. I can't do all the singing now. You know, I'm here to drive the ship. You know, I can't take all this, do all the singing too. So get your voices together. Get your praying together because we're going to need some more prayers. But we're taking it by force. We're taking it by force. You know, and my prayer is, God, give me grace, you know, to be steadfast, unmovable, unshakable. What about you? What's your prayer? You know what I mean? That's what I was praying in my personal supplication time. You know, because the road is long. And you look around, you know. But praise God. God is a faithful God, and we're getting it done. And so everything that you have prayed, know that it is done. And make that list You're taking it by force. Don't wait for nothing to show up. Don't wait for nothing. You see, these people, they didn't wait for nothing. You read these testimonies. Were they waiting? God will do it, you know, when it's his will, when it's his time. Did you hear that in any of these testimonies? Now, you know what that is. You ain't got no tube. You believe in God for twins. How dare you? But how what, did it happen or not? Man, listen. Faith is the most important. It is the most important force on the planet. And we as believers have access to it. Bible faith. It is growable. It feeds on the word of God. So as you make your list, make sure the word is number one, because you've got to spend time, quality time. Because you're praying kingdom advancement prayers, you're doing your kingdom stewardship, that does not take away from the time you have to spend in the word, the raw word, meditating in the word, because that is what your faith feeds on. Because as you feed on the word of God, your faith will grow. Because your faith is not based on ego. It's not based on anything you said. Your faith is based on what God has said. You understand me? The woman with that no womb, God has said you shall not be barren. You understand? Your wealth, your riches. He has said the blessing of the Lord, it makes you rich. Do you understand me? The Bible says in 1 Samuel, the Lord make it poor and make it rich. He bring it low and lift it up. He raises up the poor out of the dust and the beggar from the dunghill. So wealth and riches belong to you. Psalm 112, verse 3, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches, verse 3, wealth and riches shall be in his house. But you have to school yourself into faith. You have to believe it. You have to find all the scriptures on prosperity, if that's the area that's challenging you, and begin to meditate on that. You know, Copeland has a book, Financial Prosperity Promises, and it's just all he has in there is just financial promises, right, from the Bible. And so you may need to get something like that. If you find your mind, you know, stuck in, like, you know, lack and limitation and I don't have, you know, because here's the thing, and if you got to go, I understand, but here, I got to share this, but listen to this. Whatever you've been challenged by, and the Lord was talking to me about this the other day, whatever you've been challenged by, after a while, the mind is kind of hooked into it. For example, when I was challenged by asthma, it was with me for so long, you know, a couple decades probably, or at least a decade, it was with me for so long that my mind was always thinking about it. You know, can I eat that? Oh, wait, should I run? Oh, you know, if you get a little shortness of breath, I would start thinking, is that it? You know what I'm saying? Because it was a habit. It had become a part of me. But I had to start feeding on the word. And so as I buried myself, you know, as God buried me, really, in a ministry that feeds on the word, you know, I started hearing the word so much, and I started feeding on the word, and I was just running for God, just running. And he knew I needed lungs to run for him, Lord knows, because we run a lot at our church. But, you know, the more I started to hear, my mind started shifting. I started to realize that, wait a minute, this is not for me. God has taken this, you know. And so the more you start to hear it, you start to develop a different self-image. And so, for example, you know, like they tell you people that, let's say, have been challenged by weight, right? Even when they lose the weight, oftentimes they still see themselves as big, right? So whatever the challenge has been, let's say you went through a financial bankruptcy or financial challenges, or you made some choices that kind of left you stranded financially. Now you become kind of shy to take any more risks. And, you know, you're always thinking about, because you've had to go through probably a place where, you know, where's the next dollar coming from? So now that your mind is kind of always in that fear zone, you see? And so these are things that happen to us. You know, let's say you had bad relationships, you know, you got hurt a lot, or the last one just, you know, messed you up. Now you're kind of shy to open your heart again. You see what I'm saying? And so therefore, you're hindered. That becomes a stronghold. And so you have to now work on that particular area specifically. And we're doing it by the word of God. We're not just using affirmations. God bless them with their affirmations. But you have God's word, and God's word is a sure word. It created the entire universe. And so you find those scriptures that deal with that area that's challenging you, and you meditate on it day and night. What are you doing? You're reprogramming your mind toward prosperity now. You're reprogramming your mind toward a successful relationship. You're reprogramming your mind toward divine health. You have to do the work. Nobody can do it for you.
Remember I told you about that Christian psychoanalyst, Carolyn Leaf, right? Now, one of the things that I got from her, you know, as you all know, it takes about 30 days. Anything you do for 30 days becomes a habit. And so what the scientists have found out, you know, the Bible said it long ago, right? But what they have found out is that anything that you think about, right, will become. And so many of us have been thinking worried thoughts simply because of situations and circumstances that we found ourselves in, right? And so you begin to think that thought. But what the scientists are saying now, what the psychoanalyst, this Christian woman is saying, any thought that you think from 7 minutes on the low end to 10 minutes on a daily basis, just 7 minutes or 10 minutes a day, will become your reality, you become it. And so think about the things that you might have been worrying about for 10 minutes, some of them more than 10 minutes a day, right? Or more than 7 minutes you've worried about a certain thing. Every day you're worrying about this thing. More than 7 minutes. But now all you got to do is take a verse of scripture or two on that particular issue. And because of the devices we have now, it's so easy. Set your device for 7 minutes. I'm doing it on the low end. Set your device for 7 minutes. And every day, drill that scripture. For example, you know, this one always comes to me so quickly. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? So let's say you've got a lot to do and you feel overwhelmed in your life and da-da-da-da-da, and you're always feeling overwhelmed. You take that scripture. You set the device, 7 minutes. You set your clock, 7 minutes. Come on, you got 7 minutes. You're walking up and down your house. Or you could be waiting for the bus. You could be waiting for the train. You could do it silently. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ. There is a word. I don't care what your situation is. There is a word that addresses it in this Bible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do, Father, I thank you. I can do all things through. 7 minutes. And then the device will beep. You know, when the time is up, the little alarm will go off. You're done. You got another area that you're challenged by. You have that word. You set it again for 7 minutes. Whatever that scripture is, Lord, I thank you. You begin to declare that scripture. You begin to declare that scripture. You know, maybe love is a challenge for you. Your heart's a little hard. Lord, I thank you. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness are growing in me. Meekness, temperance, growing in me. Do you understand? You have to do the work. We got to take this thing from all angles. Listen, we will not just hear their ear-tingling testimonies. We will send them our ear-tingling testimonies this year. Do you hear me? Are you in agreement? This is what we have to do. We have to take it by force. But it's work. It's work. It's a good work, but it's work. And so, you know, you're making quality time to meditate the word. You're making time to declare your change your programming of your mind by meditating on the word for 7 minutes or 10 minutes. You're doing this. You're doing this. And in the name of Jesus, you will see the end result. Amen? All right, if you have any questions, just hit one real quick. You got a question? You got a comment? Come on now. All right. We got this? We got this. Let's make these prophetic declarations before we go. There shall be a great outpouring of the spirit of wisdom in these last days that will establish the dominion of the saints in all spheres of human endeavors through waves of innovation, creativity, and witty inventions. Say, that's me. God shall be visiting the end time church with the Solomon order of wisdom through which we shall begin to command global dominion. And I am a partaker of this prophetic agenda. Come on, say, that's me. The wisdom from above shall be in full manifestation in these last days that shall establish the dominion of the saints, including me. Come on, say amen. Men and women shall be walking in the wisdom of God after the order of Joseph, which shall empower the saints to reign in life. That's me. Come on, say it. And in these last days, the order of wisdom at work in Daniel shall be in manifestation in the lives of God's people, including me, thereby positioning us for dominion on the earth. Come on, say, that's me. There shall be a manifestation of the spirit of wisdom among God's people in these last days that will cause many to wonder at us. Come on, say it, that's me. And finally, in these last days, there shall be a great outpouring of the spirit of wisdom upon the body of Christ,
the kind that eyes have not seen, nor the ears heard, thereby establishing our dominion on the earth. In the name of Jesus, come on, that's me. And in the mighty name of Jesus, yes it is. God's Holy Spirit go before you, making safe, joyful, and successful your way. As you go, know that God has heard you and that your prayers are answered. As you go, know that God is empowering you to take it by force. As you go, know that all things are working together for your good. As you go, know that every step you take is a dominion step. As you go, know that no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue rising in judgment shall be condemned. As you go, know that God's favor is surrounding you like a shield. Expect favor today. Expect men to favor you. Expect God to favor you. Expect everything to work out for your good. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are blessed. Jesus is Lord. I love you. God bless you. We'll be together on Thursday. Bye-bye now.
I'm born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to reign in life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, help me say.
Born to reign,
say.
Born to reign life.
I am no ordinary
person.
Whoa, whoa.
I'm dancing for
sing it like you believe it.
Born to reign.
Born to reign.
Born to reign life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm dancing for
circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary person. No, no.
I'm dancing for greatness.
Sing it like you mean to say. Ooh, na, 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 woyo.
I'm
no ordinary, ordinary. No, 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 no.
I'm dancing for greatness.
Oh, yes, yes, I am.